Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, hour number three, every second Wednesday. Opposite Jonathan Gray is my son, Matthew. And Matthew is a chip off the old block. He's an amazing guy, and he's got some technology that allows you to use mathematics, symbology, and group psychology to actually, the term might be called astrology, but it's more like a mathematical predictive analysis that uses a very specific scientific technology that he alone has expertly developed. He already has some amazing customers. And by the way, if you contact Matthew and you become a customer and purchase a product, he can give you a special code that if you use it at NutraMedical, you can get savings. But only those who purchase products and actually consult him directly will get that code. So if you contact Matthew, your phone number is 951-212-3777. What's your contact us and your website address?
Okay, I prefer if you just contact me by email on the website.
Okay.
The website is MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. So that's my name, MATTHEW with two T's, Deagle, DEAGLE, Astrology, ASTROLOGY. And that's MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. On there you'll find a list of my different services. And I'm also writing a blog there with some information about current events and symbolism. Because a lot of it is about the collective unconscious and
tell us about your blog. So you,
to each other.
Right. So you started this blog. Tell us about the blog. That's really cool because you can take world events and issues, like, for example, serial killings in different places. And you've told me this before when we had you on last year on the show.
Yeah, accidents, serial killing, accidents, terror attacks, all sorts of stuff is connected to each other symbolically. It has a lot of kind of irrational connections in it. A lot of it is related to each other in a kind of twilight way or secret way by the unconscious. And this is also some of the same principles that are that apply when I do astrology for a person or a name analysis, because your name has a certain meaning, gives you an idea of how you fit into society, what your character type is like, what your tendency is in terms of how you interact with other people, in terms of how what kind of occupations suit your personality, and really kind of what your destiny is from birth. Not so much that it's set in stone, but that you have the potential kind of laid out for you as a guidepost or as a guideline for what direction to go in life. And this can be used at any stage in your life to improve your understanding of your personal destiny.
Now, you have a place for testimonials too, Matthew, because I think one of the people we know very well who's been a customer for years, David, he had an analysis done last week as one of your many customers. And I think that testimony, just with his first name, is actually posted up on your site as a testimony, right?
Yes. I've just started adding testimonials to the site as well. Because people I've done the consultation with so far have found it to be quite accurate. It describes their personality, their symbolic connections, the kind of colors and numbers that are associated with their character, and just what kind of person they are, and therefore kind of how they fit into society, how they fit into humanity, what sort of role they play, like whether they're more a leader or a follower, whether they're more cautious or fearless, whether they're more a dominant person or submissive person. All these things kind of factor in because everybody's personality is related by symbolism to, for example, certain animals. So some people are going to be more like, say, a lion-type personality. They behave more like a lion does. They have the same energy, right, the same pattern. Really, the same symbolism is what it means. They have the same symbolic association. Other people are going to be more like a sheep or a dove or whatever, right? All sorts of different animals, a horse, dog. These things are often used. You know, you look at the zodiac, they use these different animals to represent the different signs. Well, the reason why is because different people behave more like certain animals than like other ones.
Now, one of the things interesting, I'm going to throw a question for you, Matt.
Everything is related to each other in the collective unconscious, right?
Now, when we look at similarities. Right. When we look at Mr. Xi, who's the dictator for life in China, he was born under the year of the snake in China. Is that correct, or is that a correct astrological meaning for it? Because the Asian people are very much into this.
That sort of stuff is also related, because the thing is, this is not just about the positions of the planets or the that sort of thing. That's just part of it, right? The positions of the planets is like the natural calendar. So what happens is the unconscious times everything, and the spirit times everything according to certain cycles, whether they're natural or just invented. And the planets, positions of planets and the moon, the seasons, all of that is a natural calendar that has the strongest effect. That's how everybody's births are timed. So that's how you know a person's character based on what the rising degree is of the zodiac and based on the season and time of day and time of month. But there's also artificial calendars that have an effect to a degree on which also things are timed. So, for example, you'll often see some ominous event like a terror attack or a shooting occur on the anniversary of a previous one or on a significant date tied to certain symbolism. There's actually a website and a book all about these sorts of coincidences. Lauren Coleman, who's a paranormal researcher in Maine, has written extensively about it on copycateffect.com. That's one aspect of it. What I do is I look at a person's birth time and their birth name, so the name you're given at birth in full, signifies the person's character. So it signifies your basic disposition, your temperament, you might say, like your humor. And it represents your, therefore, kind of like your personality in a general sense, based on symbolic similarity. So that's...
A lot of this is your technology, by the way, is mathematical. It's very rigorous. Can you apply this to corporate decisions, for example, or to governments, let's say?
Yeah, most of the astrology and stuff you see out there being done is more intuitive. They have, you know, they calculate the positions of planets and things like that. But I actually calculate the meaning and not just the circumstances.
Right. So your work could be used with, forensics. Could your work be used for forensics, say, with the police or military or making government decisions or corporate decisions, for example, because you use a mathematical predictive model?
I do think that eventually, this sort of thing could be used theoretically to predict stuff and to see the patterns going on.
Right, plus it's mathematical. You could probably put it in a computer to assist you in laying out these... pattern agglomerations.
For example, you can, for example, look at the personality traits and basic character elements that go into somebody becoming something like a terrorist or a mass shooter. Because a lot of them are similar to each other. They
right.
have sometimes the same names and a certain meaning. Because the thing is that names, each word can either be masculine or feminine. That's the basic division in meaning, is male or female. And the female is inverse to the male. So sometimes people who have a, who are male biologically have a female name and are androgynous. And in those cases, it's a lot of those people who are involved in these mass shootings. It's often a certain type of androgynous man. Like, we can get back to this after the break, but I'll give you some examples after the break.
After the break, yeah. So in other words, you can use this for the rash of terrorism shootings in the country, for corporate decisions, for personal decisions, for knowing what your skill sets and talents are so you can direct the direction of your life and your endeavors and your hobbies. Back in a moment.
It's a new...
Welcome back. So, Matthew, what you're doing is very unique. A lot of people might think of the term astrology when it's actually much more than that. And I want people to understand this. The nature of the universe is a holographic informational universe that's condensed into energy and matter. And there's a symbology and a technology that transcends, we call regular consciousness, to what we call the superconscious, which literally is... the negentropic world of the superconscious condescends and creates reality on our dimensional level. And there's an informational and a logical mathematical formula which you've plumbed and actually developed your own technology to break it down, which is pretty cool. I mean, people don't understand this, that you see things like, you know, the Princeton stones that look at, you know, prime numbers and transient things that happen that are going to happen before a major event. But in fact, you can actually use your mathematical approach to predictive scanning. For example, if you know the time and minute of a specific idea, you can actually do a lot of, you call it a horary analysis of those ideas,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So I'd like you to expand on that, too, because yeah. this is new technology that nobody else on Earth has. I mean, this is not something that you can go in your newspaper, magazine, or whatever. Go ahead.
Previously, most of the astrology you know, when you go out there and get an astrologer, or numerology or whatever, is not that accurate. It's like 10 to 30% accurate, based partly on intuition, using different methods that are partly faulty and not based so much on logic
right.
As what I do. There is a few remnants of the original forms, I suppose, maybe in India, but they're not commonly used, not even there.
Right.
So what I'm doing here is rather unique here.
Give us some of the highlights. For example,
it's something you're not going to find at this level of accuracy and precision in most of the Western world, or even most of India.
Let me give you an example of something where. Let me throw something out at you that kind of a curveball.
Let's discuss here for a second. Yeah. Well, hold on a second.
Okay.
My website is MatthewDeagleAstrology.com.
Right.
Just with two T's, MATTHEW. You can go there and see which services I offer. I do phone consultation as well on these services, if you wish.
Uh-huh.
The services are mostly provided by email correspondence. I provide a PDF of your information and analysis going over a span of weeks or months, depending on what kind of questions you have in follow-up to the information in the particular consultation.
Right. I know you're working on a book, too, Matthew.
Natal analysis. Yes, I offer a natal analysis, which is $222 to have your birth time of any person, or you, such as yourself, analyzed, and your birth name to give you a breakdown of your basic character tendencies and your native destiny. I provide your birth chart attached to the PDF and the number and meaning of your name, as well as recommendations based on this information, such as when to plan important events, what lucky numbers you have, and colors are associated with your character. And I mean lucky in that these things are in harmony with your basic character. If you don't know the exact time of birth, the minute, if you don't have a birth certificate or if you aren't sure about the time and it's kind of like within an hour, I can do name analysis instead, which is a half price, $111. Yep. Name analysis is just based on your birth name. So you can give me a frame of when you're born if you don't have the exact time, or when the person you're curious about is born. And I can give an analysis based on the birth name, if you know the full birth name of the person.
Now, there's a movie coming out last Friday.
Which you were Yes.
There's a movie coming out.
Yes.
Yeah, the horror. Go ahead with that first, and then I'll ask you this other question.
What you were mentioning earlier, horary astrology, is based on the date, time, and location of a question. So,
or an idea, like a patent idea or something, right?
An idea. It's basically that if you have a question come to your mind, if you can record the second that it happened or as close as you can get, then I can give you some information about what the question's answer is and what the meaning of it is, because the unconscious times everything, including like when you get an inspiration to the second. And it's not that, doesn't have to be that precise, but it's ideal that you try to record the second the question comes to mind. Alternately, I can record the time I received the question, but the method I find is most reliable for this is to look at when the question is inspired into your mind, so just the moment that it pops into your head. If you can record that, I can look at that, and you have the location of the question, then I can look at that. I can look at the configuration, which gives you some idea. Because, because like I said, everything in the unconscious is timed by a natural calendar. That's how all this stuff works. And, of course, as I said, artificial calendars and names and things like that also play a role. Everything kind of fits into it
right, in
a logical way. But that horary question astrology is $77. You'll find all of the services here, as well as the contact information for the email to perform the consultation, and the PayPal link to pay on MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. That's MATTHEW with two T's, DEAGLE, astrology.com, under services. You can also just donate if you want to support my work studying the meanings of these symbols. There's a $22 donation button as well. Basically, what I'm doing here is studying the absolute meaning of things in terms of their geometric symbolism, the numbers that they give, the colors, the most general symbolic criteria that give you a category into which anything fits. So everything is kind of has a similarity. Everything has correspondences.
Yeah.
Everything is related to everything else by what it represents as a whole.
Right. You see hints of this in the movies. I was going to mention that to the...
Yeah. What something is as a whole determines what it is similar to. You see, everything has a relationship to everything else and different degrees of correspondence. And the things that correspond in the most general categories then give you the astrological influences.
Give an example. There's a movie coming out last Friday. Let me throw this out, Matt, before you continue, just to give you a kind of a platform so people can kind of... Because what you're talking about is very... it's hard to understand it completely, but it's very profound. Now,
Once a person gets their consultation, they can understand that it's accurate of them. Once they get it, they'll see... things become more specific as well, the more information you have. But the general stuff, I just calculate directly from your birth time and birth names. So if you have your birth time to the minute, or even the second if possible, unlikely, but if you have your birth time to the minute and your birth name, I can determine your basic...
I know I was born at 12:05 Detroit time at the Providence Hospital, February 15th, 1952, so knowing to the minute when I was delivered, as a footling breach, as I call my DOA day, you can back calculate, right?
Yeah, I can definitely find that information.
About that. Back in a moment.
Warning.
And welcome back. So, Matthew, what you have over at your website, which is MatthewDeagleAstrology.com, is literally breakthrough technology. And people have to need to know the history. The original history of the mathematics and symbological analysis goes back to the ancient empires of Atlantis and Mu that go back tens of thousands of years. And it deteriorated to some extent as it attached to, quote, pagan and other religions like Babylon, where they literally attached gods to different stars, when in fact the ancient mathematical symbology, we see this in the book we talked about with Jonathan Gray called The Sting of the Scorpion, that the symbology was very, very much part of the government of all the ancient world going back tens of thousands of years. And in fact, there was always an astrologer involved in any royal court trying to help them make the right decisions, right?
Yeah, because essentially what happened here is a cargo call type of phenomenon, because astrology originated as an understanding of the natural calendar by which the unconscious times everything. And this it's just based on logic, essentially. So you take logic in a general sense, and if it corresponds to some or the other logical statement and color, harmony, that sort of thing.
Right.
What happens is, because of this, the unconscious tries to bring everything in line with everything else, to time similar events at the same time, and to kind of cause it, you know, just like seasons. So every season has different phenomena associated with it, like flowers bloom at certain times, certain weather, that sort of stuff, right?
Right.
Well, that's exactly how everything is timed in the unconscious, and then we add things that are artificial to that, which is then incorporated according to logic and the absolute symbolism of things into the overall natural pattern. So that's how it all works. So if you're born at a certain time, you can, if you know what time you're born, you know your birth name, you can find out what sort of season, so to speak, you correspond to. So what sort of function you perform in nature and humanity.
Yeah, and by the way, it's all an overall organism, whether it's the human race on one level or the or the earthling, the actual fact that the earth is an organism, or the cosmos or the local galaxy, they're all in a sense have an orgasmic and a symbological meaning, right?
They're going to have an organic connection to everything else.
Right.
Because they're going to be related to everything else and is dependent. So everything depends on everything else as well as a living organism, like an ecology. And that's how humanity works, too. In society, you're going to have different functions, different jobs, division of labor. And so, because that's also based on the same natural pattern, you can find out, based on what you correspond to, what sort of function you naturally fall into and are most harmonious in as a person.
Right. So in other words, you should look at things like individuals as part of an organism rather.
If you want to know this information, this deep symbolism about your personality and character, you can check out my website, MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. That's MATTHEW with two T's, DEAGLE, like eagle with a D at the beginning added, astrology.com. And under services, you'll find the natal analysis and name analysis, and horary analysis. Which will give you some information about something you're interested in based on the symbolism.
Now, if they do consult you and get services, then you can give them permission to give them the special code that if they go to NutraMedical.com, they're going to get some special savings when they purchase nutraceuticals over. And that code, by the way, can be used anytime once you become a customer and they require services from Matthew. You can get that special code to actually get savings.
Mm-hmm.
And that code is only for those who are customers that actually purchase a service. What I want people to understand
is... service, then I'll provide the code for you, And you can use that code to get 7% off of any purchase.
Now, here's the more important thing here, and I want to go a little bit off field of fire, and I don't know how if I'm going over too far, but you can not only give people direction in their life, but also you can determine if their ideas, the answer to their ideas. I would imagine this could be used for a corporation for deciding whether they should make a certain corporate decision or, let's say, a scientific endeavor if it's going along the right track to find the solution to a problem, or if you're looking at a government.
You can use it, yeah.
You can use it for a government to make decisions like...
If you have a question, yes, if you have a question pop into your mind, if you can record the second that the inspiration occurs, if you are vigilant, I suppose, and you pay attention and just record down the time on your phone or watch when that question pops into your head and the location. If you have a good clock, right, you don't want your watch to be off or anything, then I can determine from that what the configuration in the calendar is at the time of the question, and that will give you an idea about the answer or what you subconsciously and unconsciously are connected to at the time.
If I could throw out a question, for example, let's say that you might be able to work on systematically using your technology. Right now, President Trump is being called by Bibi Netanyahu and so-called intel agencies into a war. He has John Lightning Bolt, I call him. If he's in spandex, he has a lightning bolt on his chest. And
well,
he wrote the PNAC document. We've got Mike Pompeo, which is a very smart director of the State Department, used to be CIA. And these people are warmongers. And they aren't going to look at the facts or actually cross-check the facts. And that's why both Macron and Merkel from Germany came to visit, because they mainly wanted him to actually say, if you need to upgrade the agreement with Iran to make sure that they don't have missiles or the bomb, but they're tearing up the agreement on May 12th.
That's another level on which there is a kind of negative collective tendency.
Because
like I said, everybody individually and collectively tends to kind of embody a certain animal or certain mentality that is symbolized by an animal.
Right.
So, for example, in Europe lately, there's been a strong tendency toward an excess of this kind of dog mentality, like very naive, welcoming, and not so, in a false way, possessive and defensive, but not in a rational way, not having a rational amount of fear or flocking, like a sheep would, for example.
Right. So in other words, when you saw it, they wanted to just have the agreement as is, but I honestly think...
Merkel, for example, herself, right? Merkel herself
right.
is that kind of person. She's a very naive person, and she embodies that general negative tendency in Europe. Meanwhile, you have other factors that are negative. You can symbolize as animals, because, like I said, animals embody a certain energy and symbol, and that then shows a certain mentality. So... for example, you look at like Israel, right? Very warmongering. Is embodied by the mentality of a snake, which means very hostile, aggressive, peaceless, having a mentality of just kind of striking whenever somebody comes across them by accident.
Right.
And the opposite, whereas the positive side of that same energy, if they would not be so negative, would be more like a dove, which knows its own place and kind of avoids conflict.
Right. So, in other words, if you were to do it, you could potentially do it.
Europeans are tending toward the mentality of a domesticated dog, so naive and kind of just going after petty rewards without a rational amount of fear.
So,
right, they're too trusting, and they accept all these refugees and everything without thinking about the consequences. Meanwhile, the Islamist terrorists are like a scorpion, so kind of similar to a snake. They kind of just sneak into your tent at night, and they kill you for no reason, right? That's kind of
the
mentality that pervades, like in Saudi Arabia. Very sneaky and murderous. So it's symbolized by a scorpion.
Right. Could you use the analysis of the symbology and the facts on the ground to actually advise, say, Trump on his decision, because he has three options. So when we come back, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll talk about it, because I think that your technology could be used to help government decisions, personal decisions, corporate decisions, etc., and give another aspect of analyzing the mathematics and symbology so they don't make rash or insane or destructive decisions. Back in a moment. Put your brilliant mind to work on this issue. If you were to use the group symbological analysis, just give a kind of an overview of how you'd approach, say, Trump's decision about Iran and about this May 12th deadline for the agreement to be extended or modified to make sure they can verify that the Iranians aren't building missiles or enriching beyond domestic uranium needs for domestic power. How would you approach this symbologically if you were, say, a hired consultant for the Trump government to actually make a logical, mathematical, and group symbological, and we call a superconscious analysis of the mathematical factors that would make a more correct decision?
Well, when you look at stuff like that, you want to look at the symbolism.
Right.
So the collective symbolism. And collectively, most of these countries are symbolized by a certain mascot animal.
Right.
Like in the case of Israel, like I said, it's a snake.
Right. And Iran is like the peacock. We know that. The peacock is a symbol for Iran.
So Iran is all about, symbolically about show, you know, and kind of courtship and, pretense. And arrogance. Whereas Israel is about hostility, hatred, and aggression. So it's just like on any provocation at all, an Israelis strike with lethal force. They're extremely aggressive, and they're always gearing up for a war.
Right.
So you look at the stuff that's going on in Syria recently. Probably most of it was. Involved either or both Israel and Iran and Saudi Arabia, right? Saudi Arabia is a scorpion. It's kind of a sneaky and deadly animal, coward, that goes around hiding in places it's not supposed to be and then suddenly killing people for no reason, right?
Right.
Terrorism and stuff like that. Israel is a snake, so a greedy, aggressive, hate-filled animal. This is what I'm talking about. We're a collective. I'm not talking about individuals, right? I'm talking about the collective. Right.
What about the collective spirit of America? Because America is kind of a mixed bag,
well,
isn't it?
America's kind of mixed, yeah, but there's different symbolisms for it as well, because there's different levels of society here.
Right.
You know, partly you have the same sort of thing with the USA commonly. We use an eagle as a mascot derived from Germany and Rome. But that's not really the collective mentality now. It's more like more like pigs or something like that, or aardvarks, symbolizing, you know, greed and criminality and stuff like that as a collective.
Yeah, in other words, I call it the corruptocracy, where corruption drives everything. That's why you can't build military
like,
equipment and so on, or
like
10 times
mob,
the price.
Right, stuff like the mob, you know, the Irish mob, Sicilian mafia.
Yeah.
All these criminals that are involved in whatever the U.S. does. And criminality kind of pervading society here. Basically, all these different countries are degenerating and getting ready to kind of duke it out in a big war. And when you're talking about any situation geopolitically, there's going to be calendar symbolism associated with it. There's going to be collective behavior that reflects what kind of animal it is, right? So there's going to be a tendency, for example, for Israel just to be paranoid and see everybody as an enemy and to be always ready to strike like a snake. There's going to be a tendency for the U.S. to see what it can gain from any situation for itself, you know, and even to break the law to do so. There'll be a tendency for Saudi Arabia to kind of engage in intrigue and sneak around and look for excuses to get revenge. So Saudi Arabia is always going to be, I mean, they're mass murderers at this point, but it is in Yemen.
Right.
And they also support a lot of terrorists. And they also are partly what's behind, besides China, the Pakistani issue.
And what is the Pakistani issue? Because right. Pakistan is very much ignored by this whole scheme of what's going on with Islamic nations.
So Pakistan is partly supported by Saudi Arabia and partly by China, in particular as a proxy for China, who want to use them in a war against India.
Oh, yeah, exactly. China, so China's aligning with Pakistan against India, right?
Yeah. China's a big yellow dragon, right? It's like whereas the Israelis are like a viper, the Chinese are like a constrictor, right? Like a dragon or a large fat snake. The Israelis are like a poisonous snake, like a rattlesnake or something. And the Chinese are like a big, fat, hungry snake that gradually wraps itself around its prey and then strangles it to death.
Right.
So the Chinese are kind of like in a process of slowly hugging the world to death.
It's like a python, and then supplying us with goods for Christmas.
Like a python, yeah.
Yeah.
They're just creeping all over the place in universities and proxies all over the world. North Korea and Pakistan.
Well, and their Belt and Road project, which they have.
Kind of gently wrapping itself around us without us noticing, until eventually they have us in a position where they can clamp down and kill us.
Now, if you're looking at that basic symbology.
Russia, on the other hand, is like the wolf. So, whereas the Europeans are like, tend more to be like a domesticated dog, you know, kind of naive and lacking in survival instinct. The Russians are more barbaric. They're also the same species symbolically, but they're more like a wild dog or a wolf.
Right.
So they have more of this, you know, these natural instincts of self-defense and are less naive.
Which is why every home in Russia has to be a bomb shelter, and why the Russians have built this giant military arsenal of the most advanced hypersonic cruise missiles and even space-based weapon systems
The hostility between Russia and Europe is kind of foolish because really they're the same thing, but Russia is just not as naive and weak.
Well, I think part of that hostility was actually promulgated by the British. And what do we call the British? Because the British have been meddling in world affairs for several hundred years, creating conflict and wars. It was...
The British have done it. America's done it. Everybody's done that.
But I think British have been one of the main architects behind this.
USA, China, and Russia. And among those, right, the USA is kind of like, it's more mixed, right? The USA is more mixed in what kind of factors you find. Because there's an element of the U.S. that is also predatory. But...
Now, we only have a few minutes left, man. I want to summarize here. Besides the symbology of each nation, would you take some of the players, like the leaders of the countries? Would you look at specific dates or symbological things?
Stuff like their names first and foremost, and then I would derive. I would infer their character from their names. So Merkel, for example, is like this dog, a female dog. <She's>, Merkel's got this. Extreme naivety, but she's also kind of rabid. She's aggressive about her naivety. Like I said, if you want to find out about your own character, you can go to my website, MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. That's MatthewDeagle with two T's, DEAGLE.com. And on there you'll find services. I can analyze anybody's character just based on their name, although it gives me more information and more specificity if I have...
Right.
Time to the minute. So
now, that's pretty neat. Now, if you had layers of this, like you looked at the nation states, the characters of the leaders, their birth dates. It's the symbology of events that happened. For example, there's a series of events like, say, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, 9/11. In fact, tonight I'm going to be on Pastor Butch Posh's program.
Oh, yeah, I can talk about that stuff from other programs, for sure.
Yeah, and the 9/11, of course, we have proof now that, that Butch is talking about that there were no commercial airlines went into those buildings. But we have to understand that our government and our deep state, which is people like Brennan and Clapper that are actually baring their teeth, these are characteristics of the deep state who actually thinks they're running the government. So you can analyze all of this, put it into one formula, and then come out with some conclusions, right?
Yeah, I can look at it in terms of the unconscious influence, like what's really going on.
What's really going on under the surface, in other words. Amazing.
This kind of suicidal tendency of it all.
Yeah, again, your website is MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. Get a horary and natal analysis and idea analysis. And if you're a corporation or a government or want to know more, do contact Matthew. He can do the symbological analysis of events and other things and give you some additional information to help make your decision more scientifically and logically accurate by looking at the superconscious and the array of events that are all tied into our holographic universe. Thank you, Matthew. Amazing show today.
You're welcome. I'll be on next time.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.